It's Moffy in the morning. This is Triple M. And look, after the storms that we had on Wednesday, the cleanup is continuing. Essentially, straight after it happened, we were having a chat to Pat Conaghan. He was already in the process of speaking to Bridget McKenzie, the Minister for Emergency Management and National Recovery and Resilience. We have Pat on the line now. Pat, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Moffy. They are quite incredible scenes. The videos and the photos that I've received from the hailstorm, just incredible.
It's something that even, I know, talking to Martin Wells, saying that they've got people who have been in the SES some 40 years and stuff, and never seen anything like that here.
Well, I've certainly only seen one similar event, and that was the hailstorm that hit Sydney probably in the early 2000s, but certainly not growing up in Kempsey and not on the mid-north coast, I've never seen anything like that.
Now, Pat, we spoke to you yesterday and you'd already reached out to Bridget McKenzie. Some good news and well done on this to be able to get this funding happening. It's the jointly funded Commonwealth and State Disaster Recovery Fund arrangement. Tell us about it.
Yeah, thank you, Moffy. I knew as soon as I saw those videos that people were going to need some assistance, so Bridget McKenzie is the Minister for Disaster Management, so I spoke with her, and she in turn got in contact with Minister David Elliott, who is her state counterpart. It's good news that under the disaster recovery funding arrangements, that assistance is available in terms of the immediate assistance for those who basically need funding just to get through the day because they can't access their cash or other essentials, and also assistance for those who have lost essential household contents and assistance for those who've suffered structural damage to their homes.
Because, Pat, you know, at a time, I know there's a couple of listeners that we have who got in touch yesterday and said, Moffy, what do we do?
Yeah.
Because it's one of those things where you don't know what to do next, do you? Where to start?
That's it. People don't normally reach out to government for assistance, but in circumstances such as these, they should, and the funding is there. Again, I've seen those videos of smashed skylights and roofs caving in. It's just quite incredible. So funding is there. We're about to activate the $50,000 for businesses and $75,000 for farmers if their properties were damaged. But the small grants are there as well. You know, you're a business and your skylights have gone or your windows have gone and you don't have that insurance, then reach out to my office or to the state government. And I should say this is a state federal initiative. So reach out to Gurmesh Singh's office and see if you're eligible for some of these loans, because that's what they're there for.
And, of course, the personal hardship and distress assistance as well through Service New South Wales, 1377 88, the number there, or you can apply for the concessional loans and grants through the New South Wales Rural Assistance Authority, and all that information's up on our Facebook page, and I know you'll get it up on your sites as well. Pat, thanks so much for your time this morning, mate, and once again, thank you for acting so fast on getting this happening.
No worries, Moffy, and as I said, you know, to everybody, if you don't know what to do, the information is on my Facebook or my website, or just simply call the office and we'll give you a hand.
Good on you, Pat.
Thanks, Moffy.
Pat Conaghan, the federal member for Cowper, and that information's up on our website now as well. Triple M.